be honest with you, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. The kids, the parents, everybody's being like 99% compliant, doing what they should be doing, they're wearing their masks. It all reverts back to that, taking away shit from the kids that don't understand why they're being punished.
It sucks because, you know, there was so much excitement about the year, and I don't want to talk like the year's over, but who knows where it goes from here.
I knew it was coming, but it's still disappointing. Why are you letting bars and casinos stay open then? You know, you should shut it down.
I gotta say, I'm pissed. I am an angry hockey mom today. I'm very, very disappointed.
Well, hello and a big welcome to all the degenerates and pigeons tuned in. Welcome to twirl number 25 of the Monday Nooner podcast. Going to start off by introducing the gentleman before we get into the big news of the day and the week, Shane Belter. Good to see your mug on the Zoom call.
Boss, thanks for having me again, buddy. Yeah, looking forward to this one. She's going to be heated.
Yes, sir. And Chink, how's it going this week? How are things since the announcement of sports and hockey getting shut down in the province?
Yeah, well, you know what? Off the hop, I was actually going to say, I was wondering if you're going to say, and a big welcome to all the Pigeon Degenerates bingo players, casino goers.
And all you roulette players out there, congratulations. Yeah. You're still able to spin.
Keep chucking the dice.
Things are interesting, boys. Yeah, and like Shane said, really looking forward to this Twirl 25 because let's do the come up for Joel Trapp and Realty One. And Rob Peterson, everyone there, buying or selling in the Regina area, you know the drill. They're your realtors. They're the realtors of choice for the Monday Nooner. Joel Trapp, Realty One. We have no idea how this is going to go. We just decided this in the last, 45 minutes. Let's give people, I guess, a platform to talk. So we're going to try it. That's going to be Twirl 25. And I'm sure along the way, we're going to have people bitching, which is what we want. We're going to bitch. And hopefully some educated comments. And also then we're going to probably get into senior. I'm sure people are going to want to talk senior hockey and stuff too. So I don't know, boys. I don't know if you have a better idea of how this is going to go, but I'm really looking forward to it.
I think I got two words, boys. Let's go.
Let's go. So I guess everybody knows the news. Everybody's watched the conference. Everybody's read the release. But the provincial government saying all team sports, activities, games, practices, and competitions suspended until December 17th. That includes all amateur and recreational leagues for all age groups, including hockey, senior, minor hockey, rec, what we focus on. And like you mentioned off the top. So, guys, I think for me, obviously, I think about the kids that, you know, have to be told or have already been told that they're not going to be playing hockey this weekend or whatever. I don't have kids. I didn't have to have any of those conversations, but you both have kids that play hockey. So I guess my question to you is how did those conversations go and how are the kids taking the news?
Yeah, you know, my kids are a lot younger than Barney's. Boz, except for our daughters, are both same age. But, you know, my daughter was kind of like, my little guy, Sam, it doesn't really set in yet, but it will Saturday. I know he's a big gamer, loves the game, loves playing. And Saturday morning when he has nowhere to go, it's going to set in for him. And it's not going to be good.
I was actually surprised. I picked up the kids from school today and 3:30, they knew already. They got into the vehicle, and I was actually surprised, too, with how down in the dumps, especially my oldest, my 9-year-old Roman, who's playing Adam this year, was down to the dumps. Gabby wasn't happy either because, you know, this is more than a hockey thing. She plays soccer. She dances with Shane's daughter. You know, there's kids out there that do a lot more. The kid in band, you know, the kid that's in drama or whatever with their group of people. Like, this is so much more than sports. This is so much more than hockey is what people have to understand. Obviously, we're a hockey podcast, but it's so much more.
You know, especially fitness, mental health for kids. It's going to be a tremendous impact on that moving forward. I'm hoping it's only a month, but you never know what's going to come of it. And it's going to be a negative impact. That's for sure.
I think we're going to probably get into this. Actually, first off, let's just say getting through the night tonight, it's Last Mountain Distillery for me, and I cracked a gin. I don't know what, Boz, you're drinking the whiskey.
I got
whiskey.
A vodka water.
Okay.
Splash of lime.
Yeah, Last I got Mountain. I got the whiskey going too, Barn.
Last Mountain vodka and a Last Mountain cherry whiskey or regular whiskey from them belts?
I got the cherry going tonight.
Right, I'll be switching over to 016. We used to say in high school, hard before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before hard, you're puking in the yard. So I'll be switching over a little bit later on.
So there's two of our sponsors right there, local, right? That's what we do. Last Mountain Distillery. There might be people tuning into this podcast for the first time. They have no idea. So Last Mountain Distillery, locally owned, locally grown products out of Lumsden. They are big supporters of everything local. Give all their products a try. Really good, especially cherry whiskey and the hazelnut out right now. And then, yeah, 016 and Great Western Brewing, they've been awesome signing teams up around the province. Boz, how do people, if they want a beer deal, I guess now maybe with hockey and sports pushback, people can just guzzle. That could be, a guy could set a record.
Absolutely. Well, if it's anything like the start of COVID, it's going to be crazy. Guys, we kind of, we're doing this on the fly. We've got 11 people in the waiting room, so we should probably get to the calls. We literally have 11 people here, so.
And the calls.
Let's take our first call.
The calls tonight, how about we, they're brought to you by Spoons, Cathedral Electric.
And Free Stallman Lumber, than a lumber yard.
Why wouldn't a guy?
Jamie.
What up, guys?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good, man, you?
Good, we're doing great.
Hey, Barons for Life, sweet. Saskatoon, drink.
Saskatoon drink. That's where Shank's from. It's good old Saskatoon, right, buddy?
Right on. Yeah. So what's your take on things, Jamie? Give it to us.
To be honest with you, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. Like the kids, the parents, at least in Saskatoon, everybody's being like 99% compliant. They're doing what they should be doing. They're wearing their masks. They're following the rules as far as how many people are allowed in the rink. We're using shit like whatever to stream games for parents that can't be there. I think it's just a bunch of, I think it's a bunch of bullshit because all the kids are the ones that are getting fucked over, right?
Yeah.
What do you got for
kids?
They
don't understand that. Like my son said to me on what's today, last Friday, he's like, Dad, is this the way the rest of my life's going to be? I'm like, fuck, I hope not.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, especially when everybody, the parents are following the rules, all the kids are following the rules. And honestly, I haven't seen any cases directly linked from the rink.
Exactly. Like it's, there was somebody that was saying 25% of the cases are hockey related. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, they lumped
people just throw numbers out there.
And they lumped that in with the bingo halls and the casinos, which they kept open.
Maybe just talk about up in Saskatoon because we're down in Regina here.
Drink.
But you said everyone's kind of being compliant and whatnot. Like the rinks up there, have they been pretty tight? Like the city rinks, I hear they're not letting many people in, and things were looking really good.
Yeah, it's been Canlan and it's been Agra and Gemini. So Canlan runs those two. They're the ones that have been super super stringent about regulations, like one parent, you can only enter the building 10 minutes prior to practice. No kids during tryouts, which I get. It's totally fine. And you've got Rod Ham and you got Latrace, privately owned. So they're a little bit more lenient. So they've just last week, they opened it up to two parents and a player. The city rinks haven't been too bad, Barney. Like it's for the most part, it's one parent per player. So even if you're running the clock or whatever the case may be, you're still considered that one parent. So like I said, yeah, for the most part, like the last thing that we want to do is screw our kids and break the rules or try to bend the rules or whatever the case is to try and just like get in there to see that game. Like it's not worth trying to sneak in for that one game. And that's why we use like Periscope or whatever to streamline or stream these games live. You have one parent running it, but all in all, it's the guidelines have been pretty much the same except for Tro, Latrace, and Ham.
Do you think, I don't think we're going to see hockey for these kids at least till middle of January. What are you thinking?
Unfortunately, I'm on the same page as you, man. Like it's totally unfortunate. I don't foresee, and
what's it going to look like in the middle of January? Are we going to revert back to the no parents policy, just the kids, coaches, and that's it? You know what? If that's the case, that's the case. I'd much rather have my kid out there playing hockey with his buddies and me not be able to be there than him not be able to play at all. Right. So.
All right. We got 20 people. You got to, we want to close with anything, anything else on your mind, Jim?
You know what, man, honestly, no, it's just, it's super stressful. Like Jacob's 10, second year, Adam really wants to play citywide next year. He's a great player. And I just think it's, I get it. All the kids are in the same boat. It all reverts back to that, taking away shit from the kids that don't understand why they're being punished for something that they haven't done. For the most part, they get it. They understand. Yeah, there's this virus going around, blah, 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 blah. Like, why are we being punished for something we're not even doing wrong? So that's kind of my biggest takeaway on it.
Right on, James. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for coming on.
Sounds good, buddy.
Why wouldn't a guy?
We got Gubba with us here on the hotline. We're talking about hockey being shut down in the province. I guess, Gubba, just your initial thoughts. Anything you want to get off your chest?
It's pretty sad that the games are shut down. Just right now, we got another meeting coming up in about an hour. We're going to see what we can do in our community to keep the kids practicing. We're working on the 8 people on the ice. So anything to keep the kids going, that's the main thing. Anything that we can do as a community to keep them going, that's important. So
that's the 8 number is super funny. I had a guy that actually called me earlier. He's not able to come on, and he's like, what's with the 8 number? And he goes, yeah, is that like, does Mo have a couple of curling teams that he goes back to back on some nights with that he needs the number 8? Like, or does Shahab have something going on? Like, that is a real weird number.
Well, actually, I was doing some reading, and from the States, the 8 is the spacing on the rink at the regular rink size. So that allows for the kids to not get contact. I believe that's where they're getting it.
Okay, but my daughter plays soccer on a soccer pitch. People are playing flag football indoors right now. People are playing other sports. You know what I mean? Or people are going.
Yeah, oh, no, I hear you clucking, big chicken. I do.
Yeah, but you know, Gubba, you're going to be able to go to the bingo hall tomorrow night and hit your B7, but the kids can't go play hockey.
Yeah, that's a head scratcher. That's someone that has a bigger pay raise than I do to make that decision. It's easy. It's the way they feel there's more money coming in from those events to the government than hockey. The sad part is, and like we got part of our meeting tonight, we got 4 rink staff that we're looking at laying off for a month. They won't have jobs. They won't have money for Christmas. That's the sad part on the economic side for our community.
Absolutely. That's one thing, Gubba, that I think quite a few people that are going to call in tonight, hopefully will touch on, is these small town rinks. And they were in a tough spot going into this. And now you kibosh things at the end of November here. There's major ramifications.
Yeah, like I said, those 4 staff, that's their job in the winter. They cut grass in the summer and they work in the rink in the winter, and the communities can't afford it. So hopefully the government subsidizes them. That's the only thing I can say.
So Gubba, we know you're involved in the senior hockey world. I guess it's too early to tell, but do you see things getting back up and running, you know, into the new year, or what's your optimism on that?
Well, I'm hoping it comes in. I'm a big senior hockey guy, and if you ask me if I had to train senior hockey for my little girl to play hockey, I would. If that's what the trade-off is, I would. But yeah, I'm hoping it all comes back. I'm hoping that this pause does it, and the people, I'm hoping that they make the right decision. Like, that's all you can do, right? Like, we can't really fight. I had one guy call me already. He's looking. He said, what happens if all the senior teams just play this Friday? What are they going to do, fine us all? And he's seriously starting to ramp that up. So I don't think we're going to do it, but yikes. I can imagine if there's 25 or 26 teams playing 13 games, what are they going to do, fine everyone?
Yeah, You got to think, at what point might it come to that where the public does, you know, start forming some pushback on this and, you know, and continue to play and continue to do things the way, you know, people do in a free society.
Hopefully you guys can get your fishing match in on the lake this winter. But other than that, anything else you want to mention before we let you go?
No, I just want to say that Mr. Belter is the second best fisherman on the podcast.
I guess we'll see, boys, when we're fishing out of a free pond too next summer.
anytime.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, Gubba.
Yeah, see you guys. Good job. Thanks for doing this.
You bet.
I knew they were going to be a bit of a wag on.
Daniel, thanks for jumping on the show. I guess, where are you calling from first off?
I'm calling from the parking lot in Belgonia Rink. Kid's got his final practice of 2020, I guess.
So yeah, let's start there. Obviously, the news today, what was your initial reaction? And I'm sure a lot of it had to do with, like you just mentioned, your kids and the end for them for a while.
Well, obviously disappointed, but I don't know how we could have got around it, or the province could have got around putting off, you know, kids' sports. They had those three teams that had outbreaks, and when I seen that earlier this morning, I pretty well knew the writing was on the wall that this was going to be the verdict.
Do you think those outbreaks, though, are they from kids? And maybe enlighten me a bit. Are they from kids actually in the dressing room or out playing, or was it from close contact in houses or vehicles or something like that?
Well, I think those were all, like, was it two senior teams and a junior B team? So I knew that it wasn't due to the team part of the game, but close contacts, you know, guys still going out to the bars and whatnot, I'm assuming, but just sucks for the kids. And, you know, when one hockey team had an outbreak, the whole SHA gets lumped together, and I think that's just what had to happen. And it's unfortunate. My kid's upset. You know, he's made the PBAA team out here this year, and he was pumped, and they're going hard and had a few games, and now we got to figure out what we're going to do with our group of eight, I guess.
That's a hard, like, they're all hard ages. There's no doubt about it. That, like,
yeah.
First year peewee, that bantam age, triple A midget, like, God, that is so hard for some of these kids, because it was like, all right, we're not going to play. All right, we're starting late. All right, we're playing. Now we're done again. It's like, oh my, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, the ups and downs for them have been, you know, there's been a lot of swings this year, and it's been unfortunate, but as his dad, you just tell him to, you know, keep at it and put an outdoor rink out this year for him, so he'll have time on the ice and he can do his thing out there. And when and if this does, we do get our hockey season back, then he'll be ready to go.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate. I think there's going to be a lot of credit cards going over to Rinkmaster this year to get those liners for the outdoor rinks. I know we set one up too. And like Barney was saying, I mean, double A peewee, like that's a tough age. Adam, my kids are younger, so it's not as huge of an impact, but especially those young guys that are at a high level, it's got to be really hard on them, especially for, you know, improving, making or breaking it type years to move up and move forward. It's definitely really kicking the you know what.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. Well, hey, thanks. Thanks so much, Daniel, for chiming in here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Belter, you brought up Rinkmaster tarps. Key. You know what I was thinking? Synergy AG, sponsor of the pod, beauty guys out there, Brad and the you know, now that everyone's got extra time, maybe he could put up a big rink at one of the Synergy AG facilities. Boz, you might know this better. Could a guy get away with those big grain bags instead of a tarp?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, apparently Belter knows you can.
Yes, you can. I know you can. I know a lot of guys that use them. They're huge. I think they cut them along the top. They're massive, though. Like, right, they're really, really big. They work. Supposedly they work really well.
Synergy AG, as always, supporting everything local. Thanks to the boys there. And let's have a drink soon.
You know, before we get into our next caller here, I just wanted to quickly give a quick plug, guys. I know senior hockey's not going to be back before the end of the year, but we still do have those 22 fresh hoodies. Hashtag sticks and gas. You have until December 20th to get those ordered. You can find the links on our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If you can't find the link, you can get a hold of us and we'll make sure you do.
And this is a one and done, guys, so get them ordered.
Yeah, you got nothing but time now to order your kids one, since they can't play hockey. I am.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's keep moving to the next caller. I think this is a guy that we know through the Kinnikinno Tigers out there, if I'm not mistaken, in the Wheatland League. Chris Babbings.
Fellas, how's it going this evening?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
You got a voice for radio, buddy.
I got a face for it, too.
Before we get down to brass tacks, is the Oriental restaurant still open in Kinnistino?
Absolutely. Oh, Tiger Room Ribs, boys.
Oh, mama.
Beautiful. Mouthwatering.
Official restaurant to the Kinnistino Tigers.
Second question before we get really serious here is, how good is Wadena?
they, you know what, they have a top line that I think would rival any other top line in senior hockey in Saskatchewan.
Wow, look at that, Boz. Hey, that brings a smile. Boz is smiling.
But Boz, he's just grinning.
Just a smile.
These guys haven't believed me.
I mean, you have to be honest. You know, if you look back at, you know, a couple years ago, you know, some of the AAA hockey, all those guys are playing AAA hockey. And I mean, you know, one of their defensemen wasn't because he was in the AHL. So, you know, they're a pretty strong hockey team on the top end. There's no doubt about that.
All right. So what's on your mind about what came down this afternoon from the provincial government?
Yeah. I mean, I want to be positive, fellas. There's a person could go on a long winded rant, but you know, my thoughts are this year is really to, or, you know, based on today is really to thank the sponsors. You know, this year there was a lot of questions up in the air about senior hockey, about hockey in general. And, you know, I think we all know the economy's taken a hit and there's lots of questions and there's lots of people wondering how they're going to pay their bills. And, you know, I can't speak for all teams, but certainly for our team, you know, when we went to our sponsors and asked them to sponsor our team, you know, we got resounding yeses. And just want to say, you know, to all the sponsors out there that are sponsoring senior teams, regardless of where you're from, thank you. You know, this is a sport that we do. We love. This is our NHL. And, you know, it's not possible without the sponsorship. And in a year like this, it would have been real easy for all of you to say no. And from what I've seen, that wasn't the case. You found a way to do it and to make it happen. It sucks because, you know, there was so much excitement about the year, and I don't want to talk like the year's over, but who knows where it goes from here. But yeah, for those sponsors and fans and volunteers that were willing to sacrifice their time, not knowing how it would end or how it would start, you know, I just want to say thanks. And we were fortunate. We got to play four games. I wish we had four losses instead of being a 500 hockey club, which is the first time in a long time. But I really feel for those teams that didn't even get to play this year, man. I can't imagine sitting there tonight and knowing the work that's gone into some of those teams and building it and the excitement and all summer and didn't even get to hit the ice. Like, there's not enough 016 in Saskatchewan to drown that.
You're a real positive guy. Are you a pastor? Are you the pastor out there in Kenistano, or what do you do?
Not even close, fellas.
That's really great, though, Chris. You know, we promote local, and that's exactly right. You know, a lot of these companies and they need our support now too, right? So, fantastic, and we really appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely, thanks for doing this, and honestly, thanks for all you guys have done this year. It's given all of us another reason to be excited about senior hockey, to be, you know, be proud to be from Saskatchewan, Hey, I don't know what the show looks like from here on in, but just keep something up, boys. We're gonna need something to entertain us here.
Right on. Thanks,
Chris.
Yeah, it's all thanks to Sean Kindop. So yeah, no, we'll keep it rolling somehow, some way.
Awesome. That was a great call. Got me right in the feels, boys.
That was great. Doesn't he sound like a pastor?
He might be the pastor, or he's the host of the radio show out there. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
I love it. While we're here, we got to remember on Turtle 25 at some point today, we are still going to award, for the time being, the last player of the week for Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. We're still going to do that at some point today. But while we keep things rolling here, it's a man that needs no introduction. Paco. Give us your 2-3 minutes on what came down today and your take on things.
It's obviously it's disappointing that it's shut down, but not overly surprising. Where I'm a bit maybe more disappointed with, and I think everyone on this call would even understand, is like, I'm disappointed they lumped all hockey together like that. I don't even want to get into the casinos and bingo stuff, but like, they could have shut senior hockey down and said, you know what, let's give it a go until Christmas with a minor hockey. Like, there's been enough dumb stuff, I think, that's been leaked out in the last week about senior hockey and guys just being not responsible. And
hey, Belter, that's such a good – we were talking about that today.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing, Paco. It's just some of these guys being major pigeons that, it's affecting kids. I mean, yeah, that's the most disappointing part, I think.
Yeah, it's like the two situations, and I won't name names, but you know, you had your buddies come to a game to have fun and get liquored up, and then a handful of players went out with those guys after the game and got liquored up, and then one of those buddies was tested positive after, and so now that team shut down. Yeah. And we've got two teams that are connected via rec hockey.
Yeah.
Connected to a positive case, and from the beginning we've said you shouldn't be playing in two different bubbles. You shouldn't be playing rec hockey. Pick one of them. But
that's a damn good point, man. And that's something that we were going to get to. Is that's the story. And you know what? We've heard it from a few different places in the province as well as these teams. Where, yeah, you know, hockey was going, and we've all been there in the dressing room having a few, and then we go, you know, maybe over here, and we go do that. We've all been there. But this freaking virus, if you talk to any doctor that knows anything, this thing wants to spread. It just wants to be a pain in the ass. Yep. It's going to spread. And, you know, we found out that poor kids, you know, like the kids were doing everything, at least when I saw, everything that we asked. Mask up, stay your distance. Come to the rink dressed, leave the rink dressed. They were doing everything, and then they get lumped in. I hate that.
Yeah, they could have shut down everything else. And, you know, even junior A hockey, it's interesting because they're trying to stay in a bubble, and they're trying to send those guys directly home, go to school directly home. You're not supposed to be going at night and, you know, things like that. But whatever, it is what it is. It's done. I was hoping they would just get the kids to the Christmas break and maybe – makes the Christmas break bigger. But what I think right now, if they're not going to allow the kids to play games, and I know this might hurt maybe some of the minor hockey people, but they should shut it all down then. No practices, nothing. Get everyone away from it for 2 or 3 weeks and see what happens. If the numbers don't change, which I don't, this is the thing, maybe some people don't agree with, the numbers aren't going to change.
I don't think, I agree.
They're not going to go down.
Yeah.
They might go down a handful, but this is going to stay where it is. And it's like you said, Barney, this thing is going to spread. It spreads. That's what it does. It only harms a fraction of a percentage of people in a bad way, but it still spreads like crazy.
And you know what? So, Paco, like the thing that we're not stupid that we're going to reevaluate December 17th. Like I said on Twitter, don't insult our intelligence. You already have this thing planned. And what's going to happen at Christmas? Everybody's going to congregate. You and I and us here might follow the rules. There's tons of people that aren't going to. What's going to happen in January? Boom. Numbers are going to go up again. So then where do we go? Are the Hounds going to go 8 guys, though? Just keep training 8 guys?
I already backed out of tomorrow night's game. I'm too busy.
Right on, buddy. We're gonna keep this thing going, even though there's no senior hockey, and we'll find something to jap about.
Thanks, Paco.
Thanks, Paco. Hey, let's welcome our next guest, a fellow I think both of you guys know, and I know Kinner knows him as well, Nick Anderson, the infamous Nick Anderson. How you doing?
Drink.
How about are you guys?
What are, you know, obviously you heard the announcement today. Give us your thoughts on it.
Well, I guess I'll give you my first thought is I'm not that surprised. I'm sitting downstairs in the basement because I'm isolated from the Bulldog Shaunavon quarantine, I guess you call it. So, or the white mud quarantine being on the ice. So, you know, I don't quite understand it. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense of how the whole proceedings went along. Like, we went about our business for 8 days before we were told by the health authority to isolate. So
the rumor I heard, again, rumor, but the rumor that I heard is this might have happened post game, that there was a shaker. The boys went and did a lot of guzzling, and somebody maybe from the outside had it, infiltrated the whole team, and whammo, away we go. And now you're isolated in your basement.
Well, yeah, kind of got wind of that yesterday from a buddy that I was doing some business with. And, yeah, you know, they played Friday, Saturday back-to-back. This guy doesn't feel good Monday, gets tested Tuesday, Wednesday, who knows. We get notification that he's a positive on Saturday, you know, hours before the game. So, you know, I've been on the ice with my kids. I've gone to Swift Current, you know, Coffee Row, been all these places. And Monday afternoon, I get this call to isolate from everything plus my family, let alone, you know, not going anywhere. So,
hey, Nick, what kind of effect is this going to have on the rink, you know, in Cabri, and, you know, how much of a battle it was to get things going this year, even, and I'm sure, you know, numbers are down, and then where is this going to leave, you know, a small town rink like that?
Well, yeah, I know we've had the discussion, and I've said that, kind of said this to a few people, is this to me is kind of the worst case scenario. We've got her going. We got the beer fridge is stocked up in the lounge. The kitchen's full of food. You know, the ice is in. The propane tanks are full of fuel for the Zamboni. You know, we needed the next 3 months to, you know, kind of pay some bills and, you know, use up what we spent. You know, if this was February, I don't think we'd be as hurt as much as we probably are right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we'll be creative. You know, I'm on the minor hockey board as a past president right now. I got the gears rolling here to kind of think of how we can work with this 8 kids on the ice, you know, just try to be creative. But in the next breath, it's up to the rink board to allow us to be creative also.
Yeah. Right on, man. Hey, That really sucks, and I think it's going to be a statement that's echoed around the province, and super unfortunate, but we hope you guys figure out a way, and we hope a lot of these guys bounce back.
Yeah. Do you guys have a feeling or kind of hearsay of what the new year could look like?
My thoughts are that this whole December 17th, whatever they're saying, is a load of bullshit, and they think that we're really dumb. Because I don't think there's any chance that they're bringing back hockey until mid-January, where I think numbers will be spike as high as they are now.
Right after Christmas, or later, right?
Yeah. Right after Christmas, people are not going to be following the rules. The people that aren't following the rules October, November, they're not going to follow the rules over Christmas. And we're not going to name names or whatever, but then the numbers are going to skyrocket in January, and it's not going anywhere. So, you know, it's unfortunate. So I'll go play bingo. That's where I'm taking my kids. Teach them the game.
Thanks, Nick.
Nicky, yeah, Nick brings up some good points there, boys. You know, those small town rinks and all the, you know, the propane, the food, everything that they spent a lot of money. And
yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all.
Speaking of small town rinks, and I guess a client that's always out there with the small town rinks, Battery Depot, we got to give them a plug in Regina. They can, now if you're going to be going out needing a battery in your old snow machine that you haven't brought out in a while because the kids aren't playing hockey, Battery Depot, if they don't have it, they can build it. They've got it in Regina.
Well, yeah, Mike Lemke joins us. Is that how you say it? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Mike, where are you? I guess first off, we can't see you. Where are you joining us from? What part of the province do we find you
in? Casino.
Oh, I'm down in Loreburn, Saskatchewan. Okay. Of course.
Perfect. Well, I guess first things first, we might as well just jump right into it. Announcement today that hockey's going to be shut down at least till middle of December. What are your thoughts on the news that came down today?
Oh, obviously disappointed. We were looking forward to having hopefully a good year of hockey, but it's to be expected with the way the numbers have been climbing the last while.
So I guess for you specifically, what makes it disappointing for you? Is it kids that play, or is it the senior team, or what really?
Nope. I'm tied in with the senior team out here at Loreburn. I help manage. There's a couple of us, and you know, we're really looking forward to playing this weekend and seeing how we stack up against a few of the teams.
And have you guys been playing already? Like, you got a few games in?
We just had one game in Delisle, lost in overtime at the start of November. But, yeah, we had a couple weeks off just because of our schedule. And then we were looking for this weekend to go against Outlook.
And you said not surprising that this happened. But, like, in your estimation, do you think people were doing what they needed to do to follow protocols?
Yes, definitely in the ranks that I was in. Obviously, I don't go to the city very often, so I don't know, can't speak for there, but the ranks I've been in, everyone was following the protocols that were laid out.
Well, that's Mike. That's it's kind of exactly what we've been hearing, and we are in the city, and I live at the rink basically on the weekend with my kids, and everyone has been great there. We have had no complaints. Everybody's following the rules, and that's what I think one of the most disappointing parts of this is: no one's saying, "Hey, these cases were caused at the rink." We've heard of some after-hour stuff away from the rink where hockey players have been in contact with this stuff. But as far as the rink and things that go on in the rink, there hasn't been any issues. And that's what makes this so disappointing.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of extracurricular activities have been going on.
Perfect. Anything else you want to say while we got you on here?
No, that was it.
Perfect. Well, we'll be releasing the show. We got lots of calls and lots of different opinions. So make sure you tune in for it.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. You bet.
The smooth sounds of Dale Ulmer. Haven't heard that in, probably last year, I guess we talked. So, yeah. Dale, out in Bethune, the news that came down today, what are your initial thoughts here? Have you had a few hours to let it sink in?
It really hasn't been a few hours yet, Chick. I wasn't listening to the announcement when Mole was on it, but I haven't read Kelly's stuff yet, but I'm thinking... This is pretty tough on a small town rink. I'm thinking if we've got to look at whether we're even going to keep it open for the next month.
Yeah, well, take people through that then, Dale. For a town like Bethune, excellent facility, 30-minute, double lane highway drive. We practiced out there the last few years, with the kids teams. It's excellent. Take people through, the costs and what's invested so far and, where you guys are going to be standing now.
Barney, we haven't had lunch counter this year. A small amount at maybe 5 games. And usually our lunch counter makes enough money in the year to actually come close to paying the caretaker costs. So this year, we're looking at losing that amount of money right off the bat, or at least a big portion of it if the lunch counter can't open. And now it's going to be the rentals that are down too. So are we even going to be able to have enough rentals to, I doubt that we'll have enough to pay a caretaker. So we may have to lay off the caretaker for a while, shut the rink down as just leave the ice, at maybe at 29 degrees or something, and we've still got our power bills and our gas bills, so it's a big hit.
So Dale, in your opinion, do you obviously this is going to affect the rinks? Do you think a lot of these small town rinks might say, budgeting moving forward, we're not going to be able to sustain this. We're shutting down and we're done for the year. And even if hockey does get reinstated, say mid December, early January, sorry. We're staying closed because it's just going to be a huge economic loss.
That might happen in places, but it seems to me that did SHA not have a shutdown plan for second week in December into January anyway? So this is going to overlap that. This is going to put us into a 4 or 5 week shutdown right now, I think. Because I think, they talk about December 17th or something, but hockey was basically shut down for Christmas through that into January anyway. So
I was going to say that's like the whole border thing the Canadian government does. Just because they say that doesn't mean that's, they close that 1 month at a time. I have a feeling this could be similar. I don't think December 17th anyone should get overly excited about that, in my opinion. But
I don't either. I'm sure it's into the new year, even with the old plan shut down.
Dale, thanks. Thanks so much for chiming in tonight, buddy. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I guess we're just about to get to the next caller. Just quickly, do you guys, we've gotten 6 or 8 people on so far. What are your guys' thoughts? Are people reacting the way you guys expected them to? Are people a little more calm than maybe you expected?
I really appreciate the fact that these people are being so honest with how hard it is for these small town rinks to survive going into this. And then now coming to where we are now and then how they're going to come out of this, and I understand the government's all about small business and we're business. We get that, but maybe some thought should have been put into that. Hey, and you know what? Luckily, the government runs the gas and power. So here's your chance to step up and maybe give a break to these small town rinks that are going to struggle. There's an idea.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Barney. And to your point, Boz, I think that pretty much everybody has reacted, I think, exactly how I thought they would. You know, everybody's very disappointed. I really like Paco's point of, you know, a lot of these guys, I'm going to call them adults, being pigeons, you know, bringing this back into the rink. It's not created there. It's not happening there. It's because, you know, guys are going out guzzling after and stuff like that and just thinking, oh, I can just do it once. It's going to be fine. And you know what? Look what happened. Hang your heads in shame.
You know what? It's like freaking sharing a vape. You know what? Even sharing a tin of chew back in the day, how many guys are doing that? And boom. You know, this thing spreads crazy, done. Everyone kind of learned their lesson there. Unfortunately, it's too late for the kids.
Let's, we got lots of people still in the queue here.
You know what, guys? While we're listening, I went and took out my glasses, put in my new contacts that I got from Sean Fleming, Healthy Eyes Optometry. I was getting some glare off the lights, put the new contacts in. I can see great. No more glare, and away we go.
We're going to jump out on the Free Stallman Lumber Hotline right now. We've got Terry. Terry, where are you calling from this evening?
Pilot Butte.
Terry from Pilot Butte. So obviously the news comes down today. What's your thoughts? What's your initial reaction a few hours later?
Oh, I knew it was coming, but it's still disappointing. I was surprised it didn't happen last Friday, actually.
So why do you say that? Just based on numbers or something that hockey was not abiding with? Or what's the reason?
Yeah, more or less numbers, I guess. Yeah, but actually, I was leaving the cooperators the other night. I guess that was Saturday night. There was an Engelheim bus sitting out there. And all there was a bunch of, I don't know how many, first 10 rows or so were all parents. Nobody was wearing masks. And said to my wife, I said, if anybody from South Cal sees this, it's done.
Yeah. So I guess for you, being at the cooperators, like you got kids playing hockey?
Yeah. Yeah. Last year, midget. So yeah, so it's kind of frustrating, you know, like, not even get to play there last year. Well, I missed a second last year, the end of it, the playoffs, and then now this year.
Do you think we'll be back here in a few weeks? Obviously, they're kind of giving us that timeline, but what's your thoughts on that actually coming to fruition?
Yeah, I was thinking January is what I'm hoping anyway. Like, I knew, well, Sask Hockey was shut down anyway from the 14th to the 28th, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that was kind of the plan.
Yeah, so I'm hoping January 1st is, I'm hoping, I don't know.
Yeah,
or sometime after January, kind of when school starts, maybe.
My only thought, I guess, and not to be negative Nancy, but the people who weren't abiding by the rules since hockey came, well, people that haven't abided by the rules since March, is this going to change what they're doing? And is that going to, if they're not bought in, is it going to affect everybody else and all the other kids?
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. Like, the only thing is, like, why can you still go to casinos and bars and all that kind of stuff? Like, I think everybody posts that, you know, like I saw the Nipwin Hawks tweet there, like, I thought it was pretty good, but it's frustrating. Like, I don't know, why are you letting bars and casinos stay open then? You know, you should shut it down.
Yeah, no, I will say I am okay with, you know, local restaurants and those places still being open, but the whole lumping in of hockey with the casinos and stuff, just as soon as I saw that yesterday, that they lumped those recreational activities together, I thought we're screwed. And then to find out that hockey's done, but the other things are still open is pretty mind-boggling in my opinion. But.
Hot tip here, boys. Yeah. Hot tip while we're talking about bars and stuff. The Dosu Walk in Pilot Butte has the best dry rib in the province.
Yeah, it's not too bad, eh?
They make a nice chicken wing, too.
I've been there a few times. I actually live right next door to it, pretty much. So I've been there a few times.
You can wait.
Terry's went for a little takeout.
Hey, the other thing I was thinking about, we were talking about it at work today. So we said, you know, the government keeps implementing new things. So when did they implement masks? What, maybe 2 weeks ago? In Regina and Saskatoon. So they're not even letting things run its course to see what's going to fix the problem. So more or less they're saying masks don't work.
Hey, that's exactly it. I was actually, you know who I was talking? I was talking to a doctor about that. And I was saying, hey, the mask, we're going to wear the mask. Masks are going to get good. And then the numbers didn't do anything with the masks. So no one really, I'm a firm believer, they don't know really who's wagging the tail and what's going on here.
How long can this go on for? Like, And that, did you hear Trudeau saying that they're not, Canada might not even be getting the doses now for the vaccine?
That's what you get with a drama teacher.
Well,
yeah.
Terry, I hope I hope for your kid's sake he gets some games in and gets to end his last year of minor hockey the right way. I can't imagine being that age and how excited, you know, be on game day. So hopefully for his sake and all the other kids, they get a chance to get back out there.
Yeah. We don't want to end on this note anyway. They just lost to the Vicks on Monday night 8-1 after they beat them 3-2 on Saturday. So hopefully it doesn't end like that anyway.
Thanks for calling in. And appreciate
no problem.
It. Take care.
Okay, thanks. I enjoy your guys' show too. Just thought I'd let you know.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Hey guys, before we get back into the call-ins, why don't we do our Richie Brothers Senior Player of the Week, brought to you by Richie Brothers Auctions. Big sale coming up in Saskatoon, December the 9th. They got a huge lineup of agriculture equipment going on the auction block. If you're interested, to a lot of our farming listeners, definitely worth checking out what they have there. A little bit of everything, rbauction.com. So player of the week this week, Ben Johnston from Carlisle, plays in the Big Six Hockey League. He had 10 points on the weekend, 8 of them goals. Now, the one game, he scored 6 of his team's 7 goals in a 7-3 win, and he assisted on the final goal. They weren't maybe playing the best competition, but I don't care if you're playing Monday Nooner, Big Six, or the Sask Valley. That's a big weekend, and I think that should be our player of the week.
I'm going to chime in here because we're on pause for a few weeks. Ben, you have to buy a round of 016s for the club in Carlisle, right? 016 or any GW product. Let's give another player of the week this week because it is our last one for a bit. And buying a round for the fellas when we get back to normal, from Rokenville, Jeff Odgers, 51 of the good ones in the books. And he scored or assisted on his son's goal, Boz?
He scored. His son assisted it. It's the first time they've played together in senior hockey. I actually talked to Jeff the other day via Twitter DMs, and Jeff said he'd be more than happy to come on the podcast anytime. So,
wow, right on. There you go, the players of the week for the good folks at Richie Brothers Auctioneers.
Okay, we got our next guest joining us here. We've got Adrian Ivy joining us. We sent out a tweet about the show, and you said, Adrian, that you had some thoughts and some opinions. So first off, welcome to the show, and we'd love to hear what you have to say about the announcement today.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm not going to lie. It's really weird to be able to see your face instead of just hearing your voices. But I gotta say, I'm pissed. I am an angry hockey mom today. I'm very, very disappointed in our provincial government, not only in the decision that they made, but the way they went about it was downright dirty. Definitely have concerns the way that the data was presented this week, the way that everybody knows that sports and hockey especially were combined in with the bingo halls and the casinos. And the fact that, you know, they're trying to gain some public perception before they shut it all down, it worries me. I don't think that's how any decisions should be made in politics. And I'm worried about what this will mean for hockey throughout the rest of the winter, not just these 3 weeks.
All right. What does angry hockey mom have to think? Seriously, what are you thinking about when we start back up? Because I think the December 17th is lip service and a big pile of bullshit. I can't see them bringing anything back until well into the new year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know specifically for hockey that December 17th is when we were supposed to start our break of no games. And so that takes us into the new year. And there's nobody, I think, in their right mind that thinks that our cases are going to be going down after Christmas. Whatever restrictions are out there, people are going to be visiting family and seeing their loved ones out and about. So when it comes to early January, I'm very worried that there's no way through having hockey continue in the early in the new year.
Yeah, it goes back to, I think, what we've talked about tonight, guys, and, you know, stating that fact that the people that have been breaking the rules and not following since March, you know, they're not going to just mysteriously start now. They're going to go visit at Christmas. Things are going to explode in January, like Shink said. And, you know, I don't think we're going to get back till February, if at all, this year, which is really disappointing.
So I guess you mentioned, first thing you said, you know, angry hockey mom. What was that conversation like with your kids? I'm sure you've had that conversation by now.
Oh my gosh, it was heartbreaking. And I think it's important to know too that this goes far beyond hockey as well. Yeah. I have a hockey player in the house. I also have a volleyball player and a curler, and none of them are doing any of the things this winter. So there were a lot of really disappointed kids that asked some really great questions. Like, I don't understand why casinos are open if I can't play my sport. Like, isn't me playing my sport a good, healthy thing? Why are these other things still allowed if I can't do my thing? So it was definitely difficult conversations around here.
That's an awesome point, and I think we brought that up right off the hop, is I have a soccer player, but then there's kids in band. Our kids dance. There's kids in other performing, whatever, curlers, everything, right? Yeah, so it affects, everyone's like, oh, your hockey player. Oh, your hockey player can't play. It's more than hockey, you freaking pigeons. It's everything, basically, for kids, except go to school. And when they're in school, they can't really do all that much either.
It's not even just hockey for hockey players. When I look at my own hockey player, the actual time on the ice is really only a fraction of the physical activity he gets from hockey. Because he plays competitive hockey, he works out every day. He goes for runs. He has a hip mobility routine. Like, he goes above and beyond because of hockey. And so then when you take away hockey, what motivation do any of these kids have for the rest that goes along with that?
Sounds like you, Boz, this kid. Always training. Always getting better. Always getting better. Yeah.
Except for Boz curls 016s.
Hey, thanks, Adrian. These guys are getting off the rails here. We'll let you go. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
I was actually thinking about that, though. At some point, because there's rallies about everything else, right? There's always a rally. We're holding a rally. We're doing this. We're having a hunger strike, whatever. Will there be any backlash like that? Like, I forget, one of our callers earlier was talking about, you know, we're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to, I just don't. And I'm one of us. I just don't think we're Texas, or we're the hardcore South, you know, where they don't put up with shit and you're not going to tell us what to do.
But I agree with you 100%, but is there a limit? I guess that's the question. What's that limit? Is it going to be this hockey season and then we go into next fall and they say, oh, we're not going to, and I'm just using hockey obviously as an example. We know it encompasses everything, but is it going to be, okay, and the next fall the kids can't do nothing either, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Eventually, at what point do people stand up and say, okay, that's enough? Do we have to wait for this vaccine? Which Trudeau has said, we're not going to get till later next year because we're a bunch of pigeons up here.
What? And the other thing is, what are we going to start driving through these towns, by these towns, and these rinks are going to be abandoned? There's a lot of nice hockey rinks that are holding on by a freaking thread.
Yeah.
And they need help. All right. So like I said, fine. Let's get the power and gas and let's cut them a break. And yeah, there's going to be different organizations that are going to bitch. Wait, I'm going curling rink. I'm going the new indoor football and training facility here. Stuff in Saskatoon, everywhere to drink. All that, you know, wherever it is, then let's give them a break because their utility bills aren't going to stop coming in.
Right. No, I agree with you, Barney. Hey, we own these crowns, right? You know, owned by the government. Let's give these companies a break, these small towns, and we want to keep them afloat. We want to keep them alive for when we come out of this.
Just wanted to give a shout out to another one of our sponsors, High Tech Profiles. More than 25 years in business. They just celebrated 25 years, locally owned. They've got people from all over these small towns that are a part of their management team, including our friend Trent Meyer. So shout out to them. They're the largest steel manufacturer and processor in the province. They do a lot to give back to the communities around our province. So some love for High Tech Profiles. Maybe we just all get one of those fire pits and go hide in the bush for 3 weeks.
Speaking of that, hunting and fishing segment, kind of for 2025, impromptu. Okay, so here's something. Guys in an ice fishing shack, they're still going to be able to all hang out nice and close. And I don't get me wrong, I don't want the guys that are buddies that are going to want to kick my ass here. But isn't that something that's still going to go on?
Yeah, and I haven't heard much about that, Barney. But yeah, I mean, who's going to enforce that? Are you going to be, you're going to be three meters now? We got to be apart, 12 feet.
Yeah, like you got to have a massive ice shack to fit three guys.
Just a 42-foot fifth wheel out there for three guys.
You know, one thing that we were chatting about is Dr. Shahab. I feel like they've changed his first name on us, by the way, as we go here. But like he had his lapels and his sweaters, and he was just like this cute little character.
He was the king shit for a while. He was
now he's that guy. He's got the scruff growing, shirts untucked, look like he's on a bender, hungover. He was the Alexander Dagg first overall pick that just nothing happened. Nothing came of him.
He's a three dressed up as a nine. You know, like he's and people are really angry at him now. Like it was at the beginning. Yeah, like we said, you know, he was this cute little character, and now people are not too impressed.
He was like that bald eagle flying around. Now he's just one of those pigeons in the barn.
poor Shahab.
Shahab. I honestly wouldn't want that job either. No, like
he's got a tough job for sure. Know. It
depends how much we're talking about here, to be honest with you. As far as how many sheets on the table. Because, I could maybe put up with some bullshit. But the other thing is, I heard there really isn't anybody in government making decisions that has, like, young kids in sports or in a lot of, like, I'm sure there's some, but it's not really affecting them, or they're not seeing it on a day-to-day basis. So that'd be a kind of a cool thing to delve into at some point is, oh yeah, I know this guy's making the decisions. He's in the same boat as us. Or is it, are they all like retired and their kids are older and doing whatever? And I think Belter, you said you were going to call our MLA, Laura Ross. I don't even know if you'd be able to get through to her, probably out walking and stuff, but I don't even know if you'd be able to get through to her.
I'm going to maybe try her here next week. Yeah. When I have some time.
How much she talk about, like, I'm curious who actually makes these decisions, because you got to think that yesterday they said they were going to announce. So we're recording this on what day is it? Wednesday. They had the press conference for Tuesday. Then Alberta said they had these big announcements coming out. And then Saskatchewan, like an hour before, pushed their announcement back to Wednesday. So to me, that was automatically like, okay, they're going to see what Alberta does. They're going to play copycat. I don't know.
That's Kenny. Yeah, I think they are very tight, right? Obviously, they both kind of lean the same way and all that, which is fine. I get that too. He's your buddy in the other province. But I feel that, yeah, Saskatchewan was the kid at the science fair that had the project, and he knew his buddies was maybe a little bit better or bigger. And he was like, I'm going to call in sick, and then I'm going to present mine tomorrow.
You know, and I talked to some guys too, and I've had this brought to me. They said, you know, they're blaming Miley and the NDP and stuff, putting a lot of pressure on him. And that may be so.
I don't buy that.
But my comment on that is, whichever way you vote or whoever you lean to, the fact of the matter is the SAS party was handed a massive majority government in this province. Don't be blaming the NDP. You are able to make decisions on your own. You can do whatever you want. You have the majority. And he made this decision. They made this decision on their own. So now they got to live with it.
Yeah, I guess to each their own, boys. And I feel that there was a lot of pressure there and the government caved and we are where we are now. And, you know, like we've joked about, people can go still play bingo. Thanks to all the callers. We got through as many as we could. Obviously, some internet connection problems. Some we had to edit out. They were just too hot for even a podcast. But we had a lot of good calls.
Yeah, it was really good.
A lot of the perspectives we had, like people talking about their small town rinks and how they're going to keep them afloat, that's something I honestly didn't think of immediately. And yeah, appreciate all the input.
All right, yeah. So thanks to all the sponsors, of course, Turtle 25 Impromptu. Hey, boys, so the plan is to launch this, and then tomorrow we're going to launch Kimby Daniels.
Yeah, what a beauty he was.
Unbelievable interview. Kind of the best that never was. in a way. So a lot of people remember that. But yeah, that's
there's
about
a lot
it.
Of things he said that people are gonna.
Yeah, Graham James.
Yeah,
you know, brief stint in the pros and some of the stuff that went on there, and you know, he talks about drugs and he hit everything. He didn't shy away from everything. So it's a fantastic interview. Memorial Cup winner at 16 years old with the Swift Current Broncos. 7 goals in one game in the WHL. Isn't that still a record, I think?
And if you guys have a metal detector, you're out there searching, you may find Kimmy Daniels' Memorial Cup ring.
Yeah, that's another funny thing. How many times he's lost that ring? You got to twirl. So I guess that'll be twirl 26 now. Boz is going to do some fancy editing there for Kimmy. Thanks to everybody that called in. And unfortunate situation. We're going to keep this thing rolling just because there's no senior hockey. We got a lot of hockey to talk to over the next little bit. We are going to try and do the best we can.
Maybe we'll change the top 10 to like the team that guzzles the most over the next 3 weeks. Like, send us your empties. Whoever has the most empty O16s.
The last
the
mountain.
The most O16s, most element, or the most COVID cases on your team from guzzling with the boys.
Last
the biggest Sarcan return.
Last Mountain Distillery top 10. Cherry whiskeys in the one spot. See if they get knocked off. No, that was awesome. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Don't know what to tell you. Show you, how do I end up by your side? Don't know who to turn to, don't know what I could do. How do I end up by your side? And I know I have never won a love, and I'm not really good at the game. And I know you're the only one for me, and I know you're feeling the same. And there's something missing, yeah. And there's something missing, yeah. I just want to show you, I just want to love you, I just want to be there by your side. I just want to know you, I don't want to snow you, I just want to be there by your side. And I know I have never won a love, and I'm not really good at the game. And I know you're the only one for me, and I know you're feeling the same. And there's something missing, yeah. And there's something missing here. You see, I should tell you. You see, I should show you. Speeding on some silly ride. You see, I should love you. You see, I should own you. Spinning on some silly ride. And I know I have never won a love, and I'm not really good at the game. And I know you're the only one for me, and I know you're feeling the same. And there's something missing, yeah. And there's something missing, yeah. I just want to lie here, hold you very close, dear. Something. And the something.